For Indonesian environmental engineer Yuyun Ismawati, this was a satisfying moment after years of struggle. She was awarded the 2009 Goldman Environmental Prize in a U.S. ceremony for her work in the poorest communities of Bali.
I realized then when people are empowered and trusted to help themselves, they will succeed.
Almost a decade ago, Ismawati was working as a consulting engineer when she began helping some of Indonesia's worst slums with their waste problems. The government only collects about one-third of the nation's solid waste, mostly from high-income areas.
Indonesia population is around 235 million people, and 100 million of them have no access to proper sanitation.
While Bali's island beauty attracts tourists, Indonesians often come here looking for work. But many end up as scavengers, collecting discarded food scraps from hotels to deliver to pig farms. They risk sickness, and she says the remaining trash is burned, spreading environmental hazards. Yuyun and her organization called Bali Focus Foundation negotiated with the hotels and the pig farmers. She persuaded the hotels to provide about 200 jobs to recycle much of the waste, and she trained the low-income workers to recycle much more of the waste. Later, Yuyun helped develop Senimas, a series of community-based sanitation projects for poverty-stricken areas, which can be easily replicated. The concept has been introduced in India, Zambia, and the Philippines.
We've been benefiting 200 community clusters in 200 cities all over Indonesia.
Yuyun also trained women in composting and waste separation using plastics to make purses. The program now involves 500 households. According to her records, waste in participating villages has been reduced by 50%. Yuyun says her fight relates to the problem of global warming.
I'm going to promote more about this community-based approach. Zero waste approach will lead to zero warming.
Yuyun's program, begun in Bali's slums, is now a nationwide initiative, rapidly expanding to many other communities. I'm Julia Ritchie for VOA's Making a Difference in Washington.